السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. اللہم صلی علی محمد کلما ذکرہ الذاکرون وصلی علی محمد کلما غفل عن ذکر الغافلون. اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. ان اللہ وملائکته یصلون علی النبی، یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. Respected elders, brothers, students in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it possible for me to come to the university and share some advices with our Muslim students. Generally, those that are studying in university, it's a sign of their dedication in their studies and their hard work. They burn the midnight oil. You went through primary school, you went through high school, pass your matric exams, and then now different subjects that are studying in university. May Allah make you all successful in your studies, and may Allah Ta'ala grant everybody halal barakat wali rozi. If a person has a good stable income, he will be reading his Farz Salah correctly, properly. He will be able to go for Hajj, Umrah, and able to give donations, Lillah and Zakah, to our masjid, madrasas, to the welfare organizations. So we feel extremely happy when our Muslim students get a good job and they earn well, and they earn their money the halal way, and they spend the money the halal way also. We are in the month of Rabiul Awwal. In the month of Rabiul Awwal, many of us express our sincere love for our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have recited an ayat of the Quran from Para 22, Surah Al-Ahzab, verse number 56. Where we have the virtues of sending salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's do the English translation. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his angels showered the special mercies on our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O you believe, those that are Muslims, convey mercies and salutation upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, our aqeedah belief needs to be correct, that he is the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nobody can become a prophet or a Nabi on their own. A prophet or a Nabi is accepted and chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the angel Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, over a period of 23 years, brought wahi revelation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the glorious Quran Sharif that is amongst us, and the verses of the Quran we recite it in our Farz Salah. In the month of Ramzan, the Huffaz read it in the Taraweeh Salah. So we call it wahi matlu, that wahi that is recited like the Quran, and we recite it in the Salah also, and out of Salah also we recite Quran. The other wahi revelation is the famous hadith kitab, wahi ghayr matlu. It's also a divine revelation, but we don't recite it in salah like how we recite the Quran. But whatever is mentioned in the authentic hadith kitab, we have to bring iman in it. The famous hadith kitab, Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Tirmizi Sharif, Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah. These were great pious personalities whom Allah chose, and Allah gave them a wonderful photographic memory. where they could memorize how to read the Hufaz of the Quran, memorize the Tibaras of the Quran through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah chose Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, who could memorize thousands of hadith through memory. And each one of these muhaddithin, their personal life were full of piety and taqwa. They abstained from minor and major sins. And Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, he made wuzu, he read 2 rakat salah, and he made dua to Allah Ta'ala to inspire him with the correct words of the teachings of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after reading 2 rakat salah, after supplicating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the istikhara, Allahumma khirli wa khtarli, Allah guide me to make the correct decision and choose the correct words, then Bukhari Sharif has compiled. Same with Muslim Sharif, Imam Muslim rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Tirmizi, Imam Abu Dawud, Ibn Majah, Mu'ta, Imam Malik. These are great scholars. Today, through technology advancements, we have the various Islamic websites that are available. Very, very important, we have to know who are running these Islamic websites. It must be pious Allah Ta'ala fearing ulama ikram. And nobody is perfect. فَلَا تُزَّكُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَعَلَمُوا بِمَنِ اتَّقَى. Not claim to be pious, Allah Ta'ala knows best who is most pious. But at least some level of piety must be in those that are learning and teaching the Quran, learning and teaching the Hadith Kitab, learning and teaching the fiqh. And the basic requirement of a pious Muslim is they must be reading the Faraz Salah on its prescribed time, made with Jama'ah, the reward is 27 times more than reading it individually. And especially if you are teaching Quran and Hadith, your actions must prove that you are loyal to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make an effort to read our Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha with Jama'ah, the males, and the females to dress modestly and read it at home. Second is that we must abstain from some major sins which every Muslim know: adultery, zina, homosexuality, lesbianism, listening to music, going to music concerts, watching immoral films, X-rated films, those films that promote immorality and bad habits in those that view it. We must abstain from sins from the root. Don't watch these films. These Hollywood, Bollywood films are completely haram. X-rated films are completely haram. And especially if you claim to be an Islamic scholar, and if you claim to have some knowledge about Islam, but you don't abstain from haram, that is hypocrisy and nifaq. May Allah protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq and make our iman sincere. And let's see what is the virtues of reciting salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Hurairah narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will send 10 mercies on the person who sends one salawat and durood upon me, upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other hadith kitab, Nasai Sharif, adds that the person's stages in the hereafter will be raised 10 times. 10 rewards will be added to his records of deeds, and 10 sins will be erased from his record of sins. This is mentioned in Muslim Sharif, volume 1, page 166. Has Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu reports from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the person who recites the most durood, salawat and durood on Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be closest to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu also narrates that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a group of angels travel throughout the earth to convey the greetings of my ummah to me. Also, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu reported that when a person recites salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once, Allah and his angels invoke 70 mercies upon Nabis, upon that person. Mentioned Mishkat Sharif, page 87. Now, to send salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to read the durood what Nabi Sam himself taught us. Has Ka'ab bin Ujra reported that the Sahaba once asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam how they should recite durood for him and his family, because this has been ordained by Allah at the end of the salah, after tashahud in the sitting position, qaida ula, qaida akhira, we recite durood Ibrahim. Rasulullah then taught them the following words: Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. This durood Ibrahim that we read after tashahud in salah, it could be recited out of salah also. Sometime we have some free moments, take the tasbih, read 100 times durood Ibrahim. Or if we don't have much time, we can read this short durood also: sallallahu ta'ala al nabi al ummi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama adada ma fi ilmihi. Or you can recite sallallahu alayhi wa sallama tasliman kaseeran kaseera. We recite jazallahu anna muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallama bima huwa ahlu. Our Islam is not based on logic and reason or sayings of some people. Our Islam is based on the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. So even sending salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to read those authentic salawat and durood. And our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam durood in various hadith kitab. Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi compiled a kitab. His original work was in Urdu, is translated into English and in Arabic, where the famous 40 durood, which was taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba to recite, is compiled in one small booklet. And we should recite that 40 durood morning and evening, every day of our life, and especially on a Friday, Thursday night, Friday, we should increase the salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Parah 22, Surah Ahzab, verse 56, give the virtues of reciting salawat and durood on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The very next verse in Surah Ahzab, verse number 57, Allah Ta'ala speaks about a major sin. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يؤذون الله ورسوله لعنهم الله في الدنيا والآخرة وأعد لهم عذابا مهينا. We must do good action that will make Allah happy, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم happy, and will get Jannah. And we commit sins and major sins, and also fabricating a lie against Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. Something would Nabi Islam never said, never did. And we introduce new things in Islam, is called bid'ah and innovation, which is also a major sin. Let's do the English translation of verse number 57. Verily those who hurt Allah and His Messenger, Allah curses them in this world and in the hereafter, and has prepared a humiliating punishment for them. One is during the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hypocrites Munafiqeen made a false story of Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, who is our spiritual mother. And in Para 18 Sunnah Nur, Allah explained the innocence of Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, that she is a chaste woman for the most pious personality on earth. And Allah explained the innocence of but the hypocrites, and up to today some deviated group who make false story of Bibi Aisha radiallahu anha, they have been cursed by Allah and cursed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah has prepared a severe punishment for them. And the very next verse, 58, is, we mustn't cause harm to any believing man or any believing woman. Let's read the ayat. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَقْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِسْمًا مُبِينًا. Those who harm the believing men and believing women for no sin on their part will bear the burden of slander and a manifest sin. To speak lies, to make false stories over one another, ghiba, backbiting, is haram. Bohtan, tuhma, slandering is even worse. And to cause ill feelings to a good person. We are all human. Somebody praises you, insults you. Somebody greets you with a smiling face. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muhabbat, love is being created. And if somebody insults you, embarrasses you, makes a false story about you, you will feel upset. So Allah says, do not make false stories of anybody and have sincere love and respect for one another. How you want people to speak good about you, you must also have that opportunity to speak good about others and display good character with one another. Time is up. Read your sunnats. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.